Walking into the school grounds on my first day of first year, the nervous but exciting butterflies in my stomach as I enter the front gate. A big bold sign with the words Loretto Balbriggan welcomed you through. At first glance, the three tall grey buildings were a fresh start, a new journey, a way of reinventing myself. But quickly that new feeling turned to a cold dread. The tremoring atmosphere of the so-called main building, which was the oldest of the three buildings. The heating didn't work, so the walls were cold and dull, making you avoid the building like the plague. I, however, couldn't avoid the building, as my locker was smack in the centre on the second floor, just below a leaking roof. A low dripping sound and wet tiles was a constant reminder of the decaying roof above me. Standing at my locker, praying that one day the roof would just cave in and my locker would be moved. Waiting a few seconds to see if the saturated tiles would give some form of movement. This sadly didn't happen. I endured the same journey every day, up the creaky back stairs, down the dimly lit white corridor, and there my grey metal locker was, standing proudly, taunting me. Swiftly bring me back to the reality of school. There was only one light source near my locker, meaning you had to squint to try make out any type of font. I would spend an obscene amount of time studying the text, trying to differentiate if the letter was indeed an E or an F. I never could quite make out the difference. I was often tempted to pull out my phone and use my flashlight to try to aid my eyes. But Loretto Balbriggan was a very strict school. No nail polish, no phones, a skirt at least 6 centimetres below the knee, and only black shoes. God help you if you got some lovely Adidas Superstars for Christmas and decided to wear them into school. Miss Gallen, the vice principal, would have one glance at the lovely three-stripe logo and would nearly rip the soles off your shoes. You'd get it from talking to Miss Coleman. Are you not aware of the rules? You'd just have to nod as a mob would slowly gather around you, shaming you for wanting some form of individuality. Miss Gallen would make you take off your fresh new shoes and bring you to the lost property, where you're welcomed by boxes full of all PE gear, shoes, sometimes even a calculator, which would come in use when you'd forget yours on the day of your maths exam. The only shoes that were in the lost property box had holes, no laces, or absolutely reeked of sweat. Some of them looked like a dog had been slowly chewing away at them. Rooting around to find some half-decent pair to trek around in for the rest of the day, while Miss Gallen's eyes are piercing holes in the back of your head, watching your every move. Miss Coleman, can I have your journal, please? Great. She's going to write me a discipline note. Reaching into my bag, pretending to struggle to find my journal, taking as much time as I could, hoping she'd dismiss her request. I don't have it, miss. It's in my locker. Great, Miss Coleman, you can lead the way. Back to the creaky back stairs, down the dimly lit white corridor, and there my grey metal locker was, standing proudly, taunting me. Maybe my awful locker wasn't so awful at all. As I stand here on my last day looking at my locker, both the leaking roof and my eyes filled with tears at the thought of leaving. A full cycle. Entering on my first day filled with joy as I entered a new journey. Now leaving behind my last glimpse of childhood. Maybe my awful locker wasn't so awful at all.